We start today with a Facebook question from Robert. He says, studies have shown that birth control pills can cause an abortion, that the pill makes the uterus inhospitable to a preborn infant. It seems that protests against abortion should also be against the pill. This potential side effect seems to me to make the pill off limits, if indeed you're a strong pro-life advocate. With this in mind, here's my question. Should Christians use birth control? With advances in biotechnology, it's crucial to consider birth control through the lens of a biblical worldview. While there's a lot of debate among Christians on the question of whether birth control is appropriate in any form, there's no question that birth control methods designed to destroy or to prevent the implantation of a fertilized egg or an embryo should be avoided at all costs. And here's why. From a biblical worldview, we hold that from the moment of conception, an embryo is a living, growing person that's made in the image of God. Thus, the abortion pill should never be used, and in similar fashion, the morning after pill and birth control pills should not be used. Not only because they are designed to prevent fertilization, but also because they're designed to prevent implantation if fertilization should occur. Now, I've given a complete answer to that in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition. Also want to share a testimony with you before we go to our questions on the board. This one comes from Andrew. Mr. Hendergruff, I just wanted to thank you for being an inspiration to me to begin memorizing Scripture. I saw you in Memphis at First Evangel and was very impressed that you could recite the book of Revelation. It wasn't until I read the foreword of the Legacy Study Bible that I realized why memorizing Scripture is so important. Since then, I've started to memorize God's Word. God has given me more strength in dealing with temptation as a result. When I struggle with temptation, when I feel like giving in, I remember Scriptures like 1 Corinthians 10:13. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Thank you for your ministry, and may God continue to bless you and your family. And again, we deeply appreciate the testimonies that pour into the offices of the Christian Research Institute. They encourage me personally, my family, the staff, to continue to persevere in the work of the kingdom. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for those testimonies.